Welcome to Timeline Tangent, where history's straight line is thoroughly ignored. I'm your host, Kenny, and today's episode is on the American Revolution. Okay, taking this from like a timeline aspect, we're going to start with the 1770s to 1780s because that's around the revolution. So around this time, obviously, you have all the battles going on. You have all your leaders. So Britain would have won the war, obviously, if they were still in control. And it would probably be around Yorktown when they would have won because, like, I just want to choose Yorktown. Although there's definitely a lot of sub-battles that were close. Like, Gettysburg was such a big win. And if they had won Gettysburg, like it would have been a different sight. And so after they had won, like, for example, like, your rebel leaders like Washington or Jefferson or Adams, they're going to be A, executed for treason, B, exiled, or C, they're going to be pardoned in exchange for loyalty because they are good military leaders. And the king might want that, or he might not. You never know. But following the revolution, there's going to be harsh British crackdowns following. Parliament will probably pass reforms to calm tensions with like more local self-rule and fewer taxes, because that's what like the main thing, like the main propaganda was for the revolution. It was like no taxation without representation, which was a big scheme and like the whole reason this started. Obviously, there were so many aspects to why we started the revolution, but you know, so they would probably like calm that more. And so following the 80s, jumping into the 90s, you're getting to your French Revolution area. And the French Revolution was highly impacted by the American Revolution. Like, it's likely the French Revolution would have never happened or never would have been inspired without the American Revolution. There were obviously tensions going on in France. France helped a bit with the revolution. But without America, it's likely that Britain would have used the colonies' wealth and manpowers in its wars against revolutionary France. And the French would have had a much different outcome than they had originally. And so you never know how that could have ended, but it's definitely a big, big key point there. And so following the French Revolution with westward expansion and everything, you have all of your native nations and all these territories. And without America and all of that expansion, you know, where would the natives be today? Like, would there still be more? Would there be less diseases in America? How would that look like? And so I think westward expansion would have slowed greatly. Like, there wouldn't have been near as much. And the territories would have, like, remained longer because Britain's enforced proclamation line of 1763. But, like, most empires and most, like, most colonies do, they expand. And I believe, like, it still probably would have happened. It's very likely that, you know, natives still would have taken over. Like, they would have been taken over. And so then you're jumping into your 1800s. So this is right about when Britain abolished the slave trade, which was in 1807. And they eventually abolished slavery itself in 1833. And this would mean slavery in the South ended much, much earlier, because with like no civil war, it would have been different for the South. And with no America and none of that farming and none of like the cotton or the cotton gin ever existing, you know, all that slavery would have been much different than it would have been with Britain. And so industrial growth would still be there, especially like in the North, like New England, because it was tied to British markets instead of the independent economy. But the farming, the cotton, all of your cash crops, they would have been produced on such a low scale that America really wouldn't have been as big as it is today because of all of these crops. And so then you get to your mid-1800s. It probably would have been around this time growing similar to Canada in the 1867s. And the colonies probably would become the Dominion of North America. And instead of the United States, it would be a federation under the British crown with its own parliament, but loyalty to London. And so, again, your expansion west into the frontier is still happening, but it's happening a lot slower, and it is happening under British treaties. So you wouldn't have, like, per se, your Oregon Trail or none of this going on. And so then you're jumping into your late 1800s with no U.S. Civil War and none of all that slavery going on. You're not having Abraham Lincoln. And so that means you're also not having an Emancipation Proclamation. And so the indigenous peoples might fare like slightly better at first, but with the constant need to expand, like that mindset, then it probably would have conflicted and mirrored Canada's struggles with that. And the colonies would still provide huge resources to the British Empire, helping Britain remain the number one, like, world power. Because with America and all of their productions and the amount of people there, they were able to, like, grow so rapidly that it kind of shut Britain out. Like, not entirely, but, like, the U.S. was rising, like, greatly. And so then you get into your 1900s. You're fighting World War One now. And with World War One, North America would not be fighting as America. It would have been fighting as Britain. And so without the independent U.S., the war would have lasted so much longer, because the U.S. came in, and once they joined, the war slightly, like, it ended soon after. Because, like, they decided to remain not a part of it until they needed to. And so, in World War II, again, with no independent U.S., the Allies are going to struggle hard. Like, Britain probably wouldn't have been able to defeat the Nazi Germany, because America jumped in and helped out with that. And with that, there would be no Hiroshima. There would be, like, no Pearl Harbor in that sense, because it wouldn't have been under American control. And so, like, with that, where would, like, we be with the Cold War? Where would we be in the space race? Like, would we have NASA? Would we have like rockets? And what about, like, all of our trips to, like, the moon and just looking at other planets? Like, would we still have all of that? Or who would have been the people that made it first? Like, looking on it from a different aspect. So Britain probably would try to fill the role that the U.S. took up in this, but it wouldn't have been the same. We wouldn't have had the same spaceships. We wouldn't have had the same scientists that we had in this timeline. And so then we're jumping into our 2000s, and with no North America, no United States, you'd have the British North America, and it would probably be a federation, my guess, stretching from Maine to Florida and then west to the Mississippi. And if they had been expanding, it would go likely beyond that. English, again, you still have English as a main language. You know, they spoke English in Britain. We speak English in America. Obviously, your vocab, your dialogue is different. We have different slang. So all of your American slang, it wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the words we use today. Or maybe we would. You know, you never know. But a lot of them would be so much different. Hollywood, you know, so Silicon Valley, jazz, hip hop, you know, all these unique American innovations, they'd be gone. And personally, on my note, like, that'd be devastating. I love jazz. Jazz is such a fantastic genre of music. But without the Harlem Renaissance, without all of the repression and the Great Migration, because there would be no America for the Great Migration to happen, we would not have those things. There would be no sense of, like, the pop culture that we have today. Marilyn Monroe, I don't know where she is. I don't know about Hulk Hogan. I don't know where this is and where that is. But, you know, you'd have all your British, all of your European pop culture, which is still cool. Like, it's still great. But there's so many, like, fire things in America that would be terrible to be missing out on. And so I'd be pretty bummed about that. You know, you'd be like, guys, where's Jaws? Where's, like, where's the Cars movies at? Where's all of this? I would personally be super bummed about it. You know, but then again, I wouldn't know, because I'd be living in Britain. I'd probably have an accent and I'd be having, like, tea time. You never know. I could be, like, part of the kingdom or something, the monarchy. I don't really know how it would work, because I'm not a part of it and it's not in our timeline. But it's so odd to think about. It's so cool. And so I want you guys to like think about it, you know, as you go through your day, like what would happen if I was still part of the Britain Empire? Like, would it be fun? Would it not be fun? How much would I be getting taxed? Do you think taxes would compare to the same they are here? Also, healthcare, like, hello? Like, what would healthcare look like? Would it be free, or am I still paying my like health bills? Same with gas. Like, guys, would gas be more expensive? What do you think? Leave a note. What do you think about gas and healthcare? What do you guys think would be better, actually? Do you think it'd be better to live in Britain and in Europe as like a whole, or do you think America is great? Also, on the note of American culture, where would hamburgers be? Who would make the hamburgers? Because I know we have pizza, we have like, oh, your Italian food. But who's making the hamburgers? Are we getting a McDonald's in Britain? Or what? Because personally, I know a lot of you guys would be bummed without those salty French fries. Personally, I like the McFlurries the most. I know we're getting on a little tangent here, but that's kind of the point of this podcast. It's a timeline tangent, so bear with me. You're almost through the podcast. I mean, you might as well stay for the conversation. But I want to hear your guys' theories and what you think would happen, like, if we didn't have all these things. And on that note, don't forget to follow the Timeline Tangent and the Irish Connection Instagram page for updates and on upcoming episodes. Please, like, I'm begging you guys, please leave a review on like what you want to hear about and what you're thinking throughout this whole thing, because I have no clue about what to talk about. But thank you for tuning in on today's episode. Next week, because none of you guys have sent any ideas because it's the third podcast, we'll be talking about the Mongolian Empire, because who doesn't like the Mongols? And as John Green likes to say, the Mongols are the exception. And we've reached the end of this chapter. So don't worry, because history has infinite footnotes. Don't forget to tune in to next week. This is your host, Kenny, signing off.